We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. It's Friday and we're all still here and alive and we're rolling or, well, maybe sitting at home doing our jobs. Hey, Lee.
Hey there.
I'm still hanging in here, though, till somebody makes it illegal for me to come in here anyway. I'm here.
Be careful what you wish for.
Well, I know that could happen any moment now. The governor could make it illegal for us to come in here and do our jobs. But
actually, I think we're going to be okay because from all along, media, as well as transportation and emergency medical and hospitals have been deemed essential services. That and the food service providers and grocery stores, fuels, you know, gasoline stations, all that is deemed essential.
Let's hope, though.
Yeah.
Let's hope, because it's getting crazier out there by the day. You should see the stack of crazy I got today. I mean, it's getting nuts. Literally. I have to give a... hats off to Mayor Knox Waite for kind of following our recommendation, really. Here, you know, we've been asking some questions about what's going on around the country. And we've also been asking some questions about the plans that were put out in the beginning of the week for the proposed shutdown of Greenville and decimation of its businesses. That, hey, you know, if you're going to do this, let's make it make sense. Let's not leave the ABC stores open and close the churches. Let's not leave the ABC stores open and call and, you know, close the Kohl's. I mean, these things that just don't make sense and to me show that you're not really serious. You are just trying to virtue signal. And, you know, one of the things that we have pointed out and so many people in the text line have pointed out, I mean, it's really been you guys. So we've read so many of your texts and taking your phone calls. Just the absurdity of the way some of the essential businesses are operating when we're told this is life or death. And then you walk in there and the stuff you see, you're like, dude. And across the country, it's been like, oh, well, it's essential. Yeah, well, when you let seven people go through the self-checkout and you don't sterilize it once afterward and you tell me I can't go across the street to Kohl's, as one brilliant texter pointed out, that wasn't my observation. What the heck are we doing here? So Knox Waite at least proposing, hey, let's take a look at how the businesses that are deemed essential are operating. And I mean, I say bravo to that. Because we've all seen it. We've all seen the insanity. There is, you know, this huge rush to show that we're willing to close down any business that we can find to make like we're looking like we're doing something. Meanwhile, it's operating like the Wild West inside the supposedly essential businesses, and there's no standardization of any kind. And so he proposed taking a look at that, and I think that's great. Just because you're essential doesn't mean it's a good idea for the store clerk at the dollar store to handle every single item by hand that comes through and scan it. That's a really big, dumb idea. And it's maddening. My husband actually went in after listening to the show to see what I was talking about at the dollar store I was talking about. And he was just like, what the heck are we doing? I mean, it was my same reaction. And I was like, hey, when you were in there, how many customers you see had to hand their stuff to her and then she swiped it? And it was a him in that case. And he said I counted in a 15-minute span that I was sitting there waiting because it was so backed up. By the way, nobody practicing social distancing of any kind. He said there were 15 people ran through that line. I was like, wow, okay, so like one a minute, basically on average. And, you know, some of them were kids and, you know, people with parents, and so they weren't all checking out. And I said, yeah, okay, so she was a guy at that time. He handled every single item in his hands that every single customer had come through there and picked up. Mm-hmm. See him sanitize it all? No. So every item in that entire store, I'm still not over this. Every item in that entire store, the customer put their hands on it, picked it up, and then put it into the hands of the cashier who swiped it. So you got the germs of every single person who had come through that store on that guy's shift on your groceries as you checked out. Uh-huh. What are we doing? What the Hades are we doing? And you're going to tell me I can't go shop at Kohl's, and so Kohl's just going to have to go ahead and furlough 120,000 employees. Uh-huh. Okay, sure. And then we're all sitting here going, why is it still spreading? How is it spreading? Why is it, what? Okay. Stop by the dollar store, folks. Sit and watch it. And it's just, it's maddening. I mean, there's no standardization. It's just a rush to look like we're doing something. So hats off to Mayor Knox White to be the only person I've seen in the country so far who's willing to actually take a look at this and say, hey, you know, if we're going to wreck local businesses and destroy them, maybe we ought to look at how the businesses that are allowed to operate are operating and ask ourselves the question, why is it still spreading? Because let me tell you what, you spend half an hour at that dollar store, you're going to understand everything you need to see, and you're going to ask yourself, what the heck are the other businesses shut down for? Why? Why are they shut down? Honest to God. And he made a great point, I have to say, in the Greenville News that, listen, these businesses, Lee, are not operating consistently. Some are practicing social distancing and doing their best once the herd's in the store is not, you know, the aisles aren't wide enough for us to always be 6 feet apart. Obviously, they weren't built for that. But other stores are a complete disaster. They're operating beyond Thunderdome. So, I mean, what the heck? Anyway, that's all I got. What do you got?
Well, I agree with what you're saying there. But I think what this all boils down to, folks, is that use common sense, and if you don't feel safe in a situation, get the heck out.
Yes.
Leave. I mean, it's one thing. I mean, I realize that there may be shortages of some things. But there doesn't seem to be much other than ground beef and toilet paper. And I'm getting low on toilet paper, by the way. So.
Oh, we have some. Seriously, you want me to bring you some?
No. We're good. I think I can get through the weekend.
Let me know.
At a certain point.
I've got you. You're one of my essential people. Okay, it's like not everybody
that.
Gets the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Do not text me and ask me for toilet paper. You and Sylvia can have some TP. Just text me. Let me know. I'll send Rambo Loco your way.
Okay. But at any rate, use some common sense. If you find yourself in a situation that you don't feel comfortable in, get the heck out.
I know.
Get the heck out. And one thing, I've just had this idea too, and I know that there's a lot of the local media and the national media are really going out of their way to thank the folks who are doing things, you know, truck drivers and the grocery store folks, but especially the hospital workers and emergency care workers and the nursing home workers. I had an idea. Maybe we can start this here. I think that the state and federal income tax withholding for people who are directly dealing with sick people right now, whether it's medical, you know, emergency medical, even law enforcement to some degree are having to deal with people that, you know, they have no idea whether they're infected or not. And their job requires them to put themselves in this situation. I think that the federal and state withholding taxes should be waived for the rest of the year for these employees. Not that they get a rebate or a check. Just waive it. No, we're not going to collect that for right now in thanks and in compensation for the risk that you're putting yourself in every day just doing your job.
Yeah, and you know what? You know how we could pay for that? Because, see, I think Marsha Blackburn's onto something. You know who I think where we ought to get the money to pay for that? You know those trillions of dollars of debt we owe China?
Yeah,
sure starting to look like they owe us trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Where do you hear this audio from Andrew McCarthy, who is the number two ranking member of Congress? He's the minority leader, yeah. Republicans. And, you know, what he said about the Chinese and how literally if they had let us into the country when we begged them to come in and help manage this, we could have developed the test much earlier. We could have isolated this thing much earlier. We would be a good month to month and a half ahead in developing cures. It looks like, by the way, that Trump was, remember, widely mocked as a quack for suggesting the chloroquine could do anything. There's some super hopeful numbers out on that this morning. So it's a lot of great stuff going on there, too. So all that coming up on the show. Texter writes, Publix in Malden is doing a great job. Greeter gives you a sanitized cart when you come in. Cashier cleans hands and counter after each customer. Person cleans touch pads after each one. That's the only place I'll shop now. Good. That's what we should be doing.
It should be done. That's the way it should be done. And here's the thing, Tara. every business should be open. And that's what every business should
be doing. I know. This is how we get at this. And I'm hoping to just hit the Greenville City Council upside the head. If you guys are in a mode to regulate, you got to look like you're going to do something. Go into these businesses. Look at how they're operating. Use your shutdown force. Don't use it stupid mindlessly. Let's shut down another boat ramp. No, you guys, your resources would be much better used. Look, you want to know? I mean, ask the public. They know. Put up a hotline. Ask the public where 43 people go through a checkout line in, I don't know, an hour, and the cashier touches every single damn product that the people have touched before that. So everybody who came through that store, I'm still on over this, has got the germs of everybody else who came through that store. I am watching grinding stupidity. And, you know, that's where this is spreading. You want to know where it's spreading? Why? Where is it spreading? That's where it's spreading. So, I mean, if you want to really slow this thing down, let's look at how businesses are operating. And, you know, maybe if, for instance, Kohl's can find a way to safely do this, like the Publix in Malden, like this example, maybe it should be open and the dang Dollar Store should be shut down. Now we're thinking. Now we got some sense. We're not just running around with like chickens with our heads chopped off. Texter writes, hey, Tara, it sounds like you're asking the people in government to actually work. They're not going to like that. I know. It's really frustrating. Texter writes, I'm in an essential business. A customer came in for an auto inspection. Actually, three of them handed me his keys, registrations. I get in the car, touch every switch and control in it, do the inspection, then give him his keys and registration and receipt back. Thank you very much. He was afraid to shake my hand. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Texter writes, Tracy and Gaffney, indispensable Tracy and Gaffney. Yes. What would we do without Tracy and Gaffney's text? They closed the state parks, Tracy writes. No hiking, biking, horse riding. Let's all go to the Walmart. Heck, you know what? Yeah, if you want to get, let's do it this way. If you want to go ahead, just sign up for get the herd immunity and get it over with, go to the Dollar Store. I'm not going to say which one because they'll probably be burned to the ground. But just go to the Dollar Store. I'll give you hints in the Greer area. Go to the Dollar Store. You want some herd immunity? You get it by noon today. Golly. Texter writes, saw on TV that two states had issued cease and desist orders for Hobby Lobby stores that were still open under shelter at home orders. Yeah, they sent the police in there. Well, they, I'm sure, empty the prisons. Makes total sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This morning, urging Mayor Knox White to do the first innovative, and the Greenville City Council, innovative response to this. Not the mindless, we're going to shut every business down except the essential ones, and we're just going to say they're essential, and then not look at how they are operating. Well, they infect everyone, and we bankrupt everyone else. He's talking about looking at regulating how the inside of businesses work, and this is exactly if we're going to do this, what we should do. This actually, that would actually make sense. I don't know if he's going to get political consensus to do it on the city council, if they're just going to want to wreck business. Just mindlessly take a wrecking ball, one size fits all solution. But, you know, we're seeing this on the text line today. I mean, there are a lot of places doing an awesome job. People were writing in to say that. Whole Foods is doing an awesome job. Assistant at the exit door, sanitizing cart and basket handles as customer leaves. Great. Harris Teeter, Augusta Street, does a really good job. I've seen them spray all the handles of the freezers and shelves, and carts are super clean. See, that's what we're talking about. Here's another great idea. Convenience stores should have someone pumping gas, so most of us don't even have to go in. Yeah, that's, you got one person pumping gas, everybody touching the gas pump. Should the handles be sanitized between every time that somebody uses it? Do we want government regulation at that level? I don't personally, but if you're going to do it, if you're going to shut down the Kohl's and they're going to furlough 120,000 people just because, then damn it, somebody ought to be at that gas station sanitizing in between every use, or they are the one pumping the gas. Then we're starting to at least make some consistent logical sense in what we're doing. Because what we're doing right now is, texters, I love this idea. Text writes, hey, Tara, I agree. Mayor Knox is heading in the right direction, but wouldn't it be great to have a task force made up of small business owners that brainstorm? Yes, absolutely. They are the ones on the front lines. They are running this. You know who is really good at health regs? Restaurant owners. They're way better at it than, you know, the Walmarts and the people like that. Because they're serving prepared food. They're used to dealing with these regulations. Texter writes, Tara, not many people recognize martial law when they see it. This is nothing more than a way to tank our economy. Thanks for what you do in spreading good information instead of absolute lies. Signed, scuba diving gun-toting granny. I like that. Well, speaking of martial law, granny. Have you seen the latest? Folks, I keep asking this question. Where are we going to be in a week, 2 weeks at this rate? Headline. That's just from around the country. Michigan Health Departments, it's the state health department, so it's for the whole state, sets fines at $1,000 for not complying with social distancing. See, here's the dumb. Here's the total dumb. Well, why were you not social distancing? Well, the stores are only open like, you know, 3 hours, so I got to jam in like a herd of cattle to get it. Oh, okay. I mean, this stuff is just, it's just so stupid. Fines of $1,000 for not complying with executive orders and non-essential business. In addition, any business that violates it would also be reviewed by state licensing agencies to potentially have their business license permanently taken away. Good God, folks, this is ridiculous. This ain't the Spanish flu with a 50% death rate. Look, if we had the Spanish flu with a 50% death rate, man, I'm on board. I am on board. I got it. This isn't that. By the way, coming up in the show, the models they're using to forecast deaths and hospitalizations right now that the White House, I hate to tell you, is using, they're off. Badly off. Horrifically off. And when I say off, they're off by like two-thirds on the hospitalizations. And we know this because they make predictions for each day and they're off. What does that mean? Well, we have hospitals clearing elective surgeries. Because they clear out the elective surgeries, that's the surgeries don't have to be done right now, like open heart surgery, that's non-elective, right? Like you got to have it right now, right? Knee surgery is elective. Your knee hurts, it sucks, but you're not going to die if you don't get it. That's elective. Well, we canceled all the surgeries based on these stupid models that are turning out to be wrong day after day after day after day. It's like a third of what they said it was going to be in terms of bed demands. Well, guess what we're doing? This is stupidity. This is across the country now. Well, we canceled all the elective surgeries to free up the beds. Turns out didn't need the beds for the COVID. They do in New York, but that's about it. So guess what? Well, now we don't have the money to pay the employees because the elective surgeries pay the bulk of the bills. So guess what? They're furloughed. God help us. Bunch of idiots. Nation of idiots. Not all of you, just the people running it. God help us if we get the surge. We furloughed everybody. Oh, God. And it's because we're using one model. We're literally wrecking the country with one model. And there's never an apology when it's wrong. There's never an apology when Dr. Fauci reduces his death predictions by a factor of 10 over a period of 2 weeks because they didn't know. They still don't know. Texter writes, closing boat ramps doesn't make, we're going to get into all those models, all that stuff. Closing boat ramps doesn't make sense. You have no physical contact with anyone, nor does anyone touch a surface to spread germs. I know. Texter writes, this is Big Al in Simpsonville. Hopefully the COVID-19 hand washing guidelines will encourage the 45% of people who do not wash their hands after using the bathroom to begin to do so. We can only hope, right, Al? That was gross before COVID-19. Okay. Texter writes, Terracosco in Spartanburg is doing the single-person gas pumping idea. I hope it becomes a mainstay like in older times. This just makes sense. Folks saying, what? Essential business, so we don't need health regs. Let's just close down everybody else who's not essential, pat ourselves on the back, and go home while it spreads. That's not good enough anymore. It's not good enough. Not good enough. All right, it's perspective time. A little bit of perspective. Just asking the tough questions no one will ask. We have a million models, scary death projections, but we don't talk about the economy. We don't talk about the personal cost of this. We don't talk about people who've done a lifetime of financial planning only to learn this week they will not be retiring, maybe ever. Our dreams of spending their retirement with their grandkids are gone. They'll be working until they die. It's a big price. Big price tag, isn't it? And yet, there's stories like that for everyone. For everyone. The cost is massive, but we are not allowed to discuss it. We are a nonsensical society that has lost its mind. So here's some of what we're not allowed to discuss, not allowed to say, not allowed to talk about, at least not much, but we should be. This new report out of New York City. Headline, majority of coronavirus deaths involve underlying conditions. Wow. Okay. Data released by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene on Wednesday, which is just now being written up, revealed that the vast majority of coronavirus patients who were treated at New York City facilities but ultimately died had at least one underlying health condition. But young people are dying and they're dying in there. Well, okay, yeah, you saw a story on TV and there's one person, they were young. Yeah, you did see that. Okay, but what do the stats say? Let's be calm. Let's be calm. Let's talk about this like adults. Let's assess the risk. Let's assess the risk. We have an entire industry, insurance industry. It exists on assessing risk, do we not? We assess risk all the time, but we refuse to do it with this. We refuse to have a real conversation like adults. Okay, so let's look at young people in New York. Of the 66 individuals between the ages of 18 and 44 who passed away due to coronavirus, just two had no record of underlying health conditions. Just two? Wow. So you have a tiny percent chance of getting really sick with this if you're young. And then if you do get sick, you have an extremely tiny chance, a 3% chance of dying from this if you don't have an underlying condition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, but old people, well, all right, let's keep going. Of the 271 people in New York between the ages of 45 and 64 who died, 189 were listed as having underlying health conditions, and another 73 are in the pending category. That means they have underlying health conditions too. Oh, but the reports are not complete. Just 9 in that group had no known underlying illness. That's tiny. We're going to get to the other folks in a minute. I'm going to tell you what's up with them. This is just real stuff. I'm not justifying. I'm not saying it's not dangerous. It's dangerous. It's obviously deadly. People are dying. We're talking about people dying. Should take precautions. But we need context, folks. We need to talk about this calmly. What about those 65 to 74? 268 of them passed away. Of those, 197 had at least one underlying condition and 71 are pending. They also had underlying conditions. See a pattern here? But what about those who don't? Well, see about that. We need to turn the audio on, producer Chris. There's one category they don't list as an underlying condition because it's not a disease. Gross morbid obesity. See what they're finding? Is that among those who have no underlying conditions, most are grossly overweight who end up in the ICU. This is infectious disease specialist Dr. Stephen Smith. He was on Laura Ingraham. And he's talking about who it is who ends up in the ICU on the respirator. And who is that, sir?
We haven't had anyone under 70 who didn't have a very high BMI or was pre or diabetic get seriously ill. This is amazing stuff, and it's unprecedented.
We can work with that. See, now we know who should stay home. Now we know who should stay home. That's cruel, Terry. We should all stay home because why? Dr. Fauci's writing rules here. I don't know why he is. He said something insane. By the way, the guy is delusional. He's lost his marbles. I'm going to play a clip from him, and I'm going to prove it to you. Coming up in the next segment. Dr. Fauci has never before now ever suggested that well people stay home. He practically gaffed off the swine flu and 12,800 people died. Nobody cared. You know why? You know what he said? He said right there on the tape, if you are at risk, you should stay home. Well, we know now. We are getting a better idea. Dr. Stephen Smith continued with actual facts. Calm-headed analysis, God forbid. He's a doctor and an infectious disease specialist. He runs a world-renowned infectious disease clinic in New York, so he probably knows a few things about viruses.
The more we see this disease, the more we understand that severe rapid COVID disease, especially, is in diabetics or pre-diabetics. We have, I'm looking at 19 or 20 patients that are intubated, and 18 of the 20 were intubated, or all diabetic rather, and two are pre-diabetic. We don't have anybody that's been intubated in our group of over 80 now that was not diabetic or pre-diabetic that was intubated. They had severe disease. We've seen younger patients with severe disease that have a very high BMI. We have patients that are 150 kilograms, so I'm doing the math quickly, that's over 300 pounds. We're seeing a lot of this.
Okay, so not like sort of a little overweight, like most Americans are. Over 300 pounds. Why are we all at home? Seriously, a serious question. Why are we at home? Hospitals aren't overrun. I'm not suggesting we do nothing. Clearly, the whole first half of this hour has been about what we can and should do and how we should think creatively and be smart. Why are businesses shut down? Seriously, this is actual data. We can work with this. Listen to this from New York. This is directly from the New York Department of Health. The majority of those 75 and older who died had underlying medical conditions. That's 533. 533 over 75 died so far in New York COVID. That's really sad. Only 3 had no known underlying issue. Whoa! 533 people over 75 died in New York. And only 3 had no known underlying issue? Why are we at home? Why are businesses shut down? We have just narrowed down with data who is at risk. They should stay home. We should help them by following medical experts' recommendations, social distancing, wash your hands, all that stuff. Why? But what the media does, they'll run stuff. Well, he didn't have any underlying conditions. Oh, is he morbidly obese? Over 300 pounds, you tell us that, you do anything. Do you even know what you're talking about? And folks, I don't mean to sound cruel here, but the Great Depression was cruel. It was horrific. And we just hit a record. Do you realize 6.6 million people filing unemployment? We've never seen that in this country. You know what a previous record was? Think about this. This was this week, 6.6 million people filed for unemployment. It's never happened before in American history, not even during the Great Dang Depression, although, admittedly, the population was much smaller. So when was the previous record? Oh, that was a week before, 3.3 million. Folks, have you seen the economic models, by the way? Have you seen them, the ones that say, okay, if like at 3 weeks, we're at 6 more weeks, we're at 30% unemployment. Have you seen those? At 4 weeks, we're at 15% more unemployment. Have you seen? No, because we don't have any. We have no idea what the cost of this is. What's it look like at 12 weeks? Hello? Bueller? 6? What's it look like at 6? What's it look like at 4? How about 2? What's the cost of every 2 weeks, folks? Can anybody in this country tell you that? Actually, there are people who can. We have brilliant economists. They use statistics too, just like epidemiologists. We heard from any of them? Nope. Got any models of those kinds driving our decision making? No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't. What is the cost of this? Can we just, like, begin to weigh it? Because it's inhumane to destroy people's lives and retirements. To tell people, well, you're not going to be able to retire and spend that time with your grandkids. You're going to have to work forever because the stock market just got wrecked. But don't worry about that. This is it's not important. It is important. And we don't have a model that's driving this. We're not making decisions, folks. We're not. And there's that great old song. How's it go? I know producer Chris will know it off the top of his head. When you decide not to decide, you still have made a choice. We're making a choice, folks, and this is a scary choice because we don't know what it's going to look like, but believe me, we're going to find out. Now we're talking. See, I knew, producer Chris, that I could just say a random line from a song and you would know. You would know which one it was, and I love that song, too. Yeah, but you know what you just played there, Chris? That right now is the policy of the United States of America for coronavirus. Seriously, that's the policy. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. We got models coming out of our wazoos. And on a daily basis, they're proving wrong, 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 wrong. We continue to use them because it makes us feel good. We don't have any economic models. I mean, honestly, where is the decision? Seriously, I know I sound like a broken record, but where is the decision? Okay, well, you know, we're thinking about, we are predicting the peak is going to be, you know, here in April. And so, okay, 3 more weeks of staying closed, that's going to cost $6 trillion. And we're going to take on another like $4 trillion in national debt. And that will rocket the unemployment rate up another 10 percentage points. And so we're willing to do it, folks. The American people are not being given that choice. And so in some ways, it's not our fault. It's our leaders' fault. We cannot continue this way much longer. But the plan is to do just that. Did you see this? Nancy Pelosi, ever willing and excited to wreck the economy, has announced a bipartisan committee to investigate federal response to coronavirus. The committee will call for rolling lockdowns through fall. Honey, you don't have to lock down Jack through fall. There ain't gonna be anything left by fall. We'll have grocery stores and we'll have hospitals. That's what we'll have by fall. I mean, you're not gonna have to make businesses lock down anything. There won't be businesses. Through fall? Based on what model? What model is that? Do you have any idea what model is? She just says we have to. No, she doesn't know. I mean, you want to talk about economic illiteracy. But see, this is the thing, folks. There's no end game here. There's no, okay, so we get it down to here or we have hospitalization where we can see that we can handle the flow. Then, okay, we can begin to open up in a sensible way. There's none of that. And we are headed for disaster. If that is the case, because you know what the plan is, right? You want to know who the president is right now? It's Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's the president. I don't know where Trump went. He stands there at the press conferences. My patience with him is rapidly running out. And you know I love Trump. But you know he's too smart for this. He's too smart to let this happen. Did you hear when the restrictions will end? According to Fauci, president of the acting president of the United States, did you hear?
At yesterday's coronavirus briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when the restrictions on normal life will end in this country. Here's how he replied.
If we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time.
So it'll be fixed when we have no new cases and no deaths. How long will that be?
Never. Coronavirus is the same virus as a cold. It's a different strain of it. The cold comes back every year. It never. Folks, have you ever gotten a cold in the summer? I have. People are going to get this. This will never end until there's a vaccine. And maybe never then. We have a vaccine for the flu. Some years it's 14% effective. He's lost his marbles. He's proposing never reopening the economy. Or maybe we get a vaccine 18 months from now. Folks, at that point, this country is going to be like one of those you see on TV, like where you see them on TV and you just know you don't even know the name of the country. And all it is burning tires and shattered glass. That's where, and people fighting each other for food. That's the Fauci proposal. Folks, this is not going to work. It's not going to work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.